Tech and Ohio State tonight. I'm joined by the coach. Boy, this is going to be fun tonight. Let's talk about the game and the event itself, first of all, Coach. Prime time, over 105,000 people here for the Hokies and Buckeyes.
Well, we played in a lot of important ball games, a lot of big ball games, and this fits right in there. Largest crowd ever for a Virginia Tech team to play before. A top team in the country for sure, talent-wise, as good as anyone in the country for sure. And they got a chance to be in the running there for the national championship. So, you know, we've got a tremendous challenge with a lot of young guys. You don't know how they're going to handle this situation as opposed to last week when they were home and people cheering for them. Well, the people are going to be cheering for the other team tonight. So, but I think our kids look forward to it. I know I do, and I know our coaches' staff does. And let's get out here and see what happens.
Let's start with the Hokies now. Michael Brewer made his Tech debut last week. It was probably one of the best first acts ever for a Tech quarterback out of the gate.
Yeah, I've really been impressed, not only with how he played, but how he handles himself. You know, I think he's a great leader for our football team, a guy that's very even, not an up-and-down guy. So, and I say that, we haven't gone through the adversity with him, but I'd bet my money that when that adversity comes, if it does, he'll handle it well.
Shy McKenzie, Marshawn Williams go to co-number one on your running back spot. Tell us about what you like about those two kids and what you saw last week.
Production. You know, I think, that's the name of the game, and both of the kids run very hard, and I think both of them got a good talent to run the football. They're both tough. They'll both block. I think just very good players. The thing they don't have is experience. So we're going to get that as quickly as we can and look forward to how they develop as time goes on.
Kind of early in his career, but I saw number 22 running around in maroon last week. I said, oh, my goodness, Lee Suggs is back.
Yeah, you know, that 22 running looked very good. And again, if he can have the career that Lee had, we'll all be pleased with that.
Yeah, you'll win a lot of games. A couple of other guys that played in their first game and really contributed last week, Isaiah Ford and Bucky Hodges. They come out of the gate. I know they're freshmen. It's their first game, but they don't look it.
No, they don't. You know, both of them are very bright-eyed guys, very intelligent guys. They handle themselves well. They got a good football way about them. And so, it's fun being around these guys. Watching them every day in practice is exciting. You know, a little something new going on every day, and guys doing something you didn't see yesterday. So it's been exciting so far.
Tell us about the Buckeyes and what impresses you or perhaps scares you.
Well, they are just exceptionally talented. You know, you look at them defense in their front seven there defensively are as good as you can imagine. Very, very talented, very active. I think they got very good skill. You know, you hear about some Big Ten teams and you don't talk about their skill or how fast they are as a football team, but that Ohio State doesn't fit into that. They've got skill. The quarterback, they missed their starter, but the next guy in, Barrett, he came in there and did a great job. It's the same guy, they have the same talent. Barrett just doesn't have the experience, but everything else looks to me the same.
When you look at Ohio State under Urban Meyer, this isn't the Woody Hayes, Earl Bruce, John Cooper era. It's a completely different style of play, particularly offensively, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Wide open, lot of jet sweeps and using those wide receivers. And it's not the old Woody Hayes and Michigan battles. This is one of those you got to be able to play in space to be successful against Ohio State.
Well, the Hokies seem to have the defense that has the speed. What are your biggest concerns, and what will it take to win this thing tonight?
Well, you know, you get a team that's good and skilled, and everything has to be perfect on your side. You got to be in the right gap. You got to make the tackle when you have an opportunity, and you're tackling some good people. They get you spread out, and one mistake can turn into a long play very easily. So trying to fly to that football, and if we got a mistake, maybe another guy can make it. But we got to be very exact in how we play.
I think it's exciting to play in games like this. And as you mentioned earlier in this interview, you've had some big Saturday night games at LSU, which didn't go so well, or Nebraska, which did go great. Over the years, We've played in a bunch of them. It never gets old, though. This is something very unique and special for our team, our program, and our fans, too.
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this is why you choose a place like Virginia Tech to go to, play in big games like this, national TV, prime time. This is what it's all about.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Okay, appreciate it.
That's Frank Beamer. More from Columbus after these messages.